goddamn job to do over there. This is just going to be a simple
cakewalk.
It's not going to be. It's going to be tough, but it's going to take some doing.
Now, Abrams has got the point now that he's expected to be an advocate.
That's right.
He's not there to sit there and second guess this. He understands that.
He understands it, and he came about it on his own.
Sure. But he's got to go to Iron Fist this fall and put him to the map. That's all.
I wanted him to understand it completely. My judgment is, too, he's going to be tough.
Right.
And Henry's not going to sell him.
No.
But General Abrams can. And he, or at least can go a long way because he's been a hell of a good
confidence in Abrams.
That's right. Henry's not. Hugh's mad as hell at Henry.
Thinks Henry's soaking down the river, dealing with the enemy. Henry never saw him.
That's why it's good to have Abrams there.
Is there anything more we can tell Abrams? Make a letter that he can write.
I had a long
talk with him.
Yes, sir. And I had a long talk with him.
I told him I hope.
He believes it. This is not just being loyal. He believes that the time has come to break these guys loose and put them on their own 2 feet.
It's got to be. He's right, too. We can't stay out there. We're having problems. Good God, our own. Riots on the ships and this and that and
well, we've been lucky to hold that thing. Yeah. It's really been a credit to the discipline of the Navy and Air Force because they've been hanging out there on these ships 9 months of them. And that's tough going. So I think we have to get it, but I think Henry's first option is not going to flip.
You can't call it the first day.
No, sir.
What about 10 months?
I think he's going to have to spend 3-4 days there with Chu, work him over, give Chu a shot at that document to tighten up a few screws that, for face-saving purposes, and then come back here and meet again in Paris. And that doesn't hurt, because I'd like to see this settlement announced, even though it's probably not good from Bob's point of view. I'd like to see the settlement announced closer to November 7th, so that there's not a lot of
chance for it to fall apart.
That's right.
That's the other thing. Sure.
That's my view. Because I think there's going to be a period of about 30 days of the goddamnest murder and.
My view is that heaven so that the settlement announced that it rides through. And Henry's got to reconcile himself. Have you told Henry, does he know that he isn't going to be able to sell to you, or you couldn't want to?
No, I told him. I said my judgment is that this is too big enough for him to swallow in that short period, even from the standpoint of saving his own face and his own bureaucracy. Because my judgment of Chu was that he was more flexible than the people around him, his nitpickers. The bureaucrats are trying to preserve their goddamn positions. And I think we'll be all right if he's brought through the thing.
You see, if they change the thing too much, I suppose, then you've got the North Vietnamese and South Okinawa. They may want to deal.
They want to deal. They're not going to be put off by a few minor districts. This is a good proposition.
You feel it is. I feel it is.
I
feel
it. It's better politically than it is in a security sense, because the security we're accepting for granted and on assurances that are private and won't hand up whole
of the public thing.
But I'm about as skeptical as anybody can be on this.
own strength.
The what, please? Right. Great.
Great. Good. Okay. Good. Good. Good.
I
he will lose the cognizance.